the holidays are quickly approaching. Don't wait until the last minute to get a gift. Head over to giftingmap.com today. Giftingmap.com. You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, we're going to get to the Bet DSI picks this week. Last week, I went 5-0. I don't know how you did, Ron, but I went 5-0.
4-1.
I went 5-0.
4-1. Okay. We've turned the tide.
It's not 5-0, but it's, you know, it's
okay.
4-1. It's not 5-0.
You're right. It's not 5-0.
But you and I are right next to each other on the leaderboards. So let's give it up for SB Nation AM, because I think, outside of Alex Gold, we're the best show that's competing in this.
And I know is we're in the top 10.
Okay, we are. Yeah, we're in the top 10. Well, listen, Alex Gold, do your thing.
He cheats.
Good. You're fine. You got a Gray's Almanac. You're going back in time. I get it. Okay. There's just, I want to beat Patrick Creighton for whatever reason. I just do. I just want this show to beat Patrick Creighton show. Is that too much to ask?
No, that's happening. Are you kidding
now,
me?
Now, is his guy on this too?
No. Is Jose
doing this with
no,
him?
No, he's not. The slacker.
Oh, that's disappointing. That's disappointing. Because we got two against one, but still, you're going to need two to take down Patrick Creighton. So.
If he starts to creep up, do we just add our scores together?
Yeah, that we could do that. If he starts really pouring it on towards the end, like if he catches his groove, yeah. Now Matt Harab is
he's out. He's given out. Up.
Matt, come on now.
He saw the power of SB Nation AM. It's like, you know what? I just don't even want to compete with these guys.
So think about the power of SB Nation AM when it comes to these Bet DSI picks. You and I went 9-1 in 10 picks.
That's
now, granted, we picked some of the same, but don't tell people that.
We had different ones. I lost with the Chargers. You won with the Vikings. So it's all good.
I mean, somehow we got to get a message to Patrick Creighton to get that we're coming for him.
Well,
we're
just
already
tell
on
him.
Top. So
I'll
just tell him. Tell him flat out. So, but Alex Gold, he's on top of the hosting leaderboard. He's 45%.
Not for long.
Wait a minute. Why is Alex Gold at 45% higher than us?
Well, it's the wins.
Oh, the win total.
Okay. Yeah. Right. I mean, you could do it by the percentages.
I am 15-15 in 30 picks this season. So, God bless me.
Yeah, if we do it by percentages, I'm way below you.
Oh, <yeah. laughs> All right. So we're going to make our selections. We're going to pick five games. And you can participate, too, if you want, even if it's late in the season. Doesn't matter. Just have some fun. Go to betdsi.com. Pick on money contest. You'll see SB Radio, SB Nation Radio listeners. You can just sign up. Pick against the spread. Five games. It's all for points and bragging rights. It's pretty fun. And if you go to betdsi.com and you use the promo code WIN125 on your first deposit, you get 125%. So you're already starting off ahead if you sign up with betdsi.com. Okay, so looking at some of the games, the Texans at home against Brock Osweiler and the Miami Dolphins, 7.5 home favorite for Houston. Do we trust Houston with that big of a spread, even though Miami's kind of struggling a little bit?
No, I'm staying away from this game.
I'm staying away. Houston's won 4 in a row, and a good 4 in a row. But I feel like the Texans are playing a little close to the vest here. They're not blowing out teams. It's not like they're ripping 30 points a game or whatever.
Yeah, they're just squeaking by every single time.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like they're dominating opponents.
Deshaun Watson is still the most hit quarterback in the league.
Oh, I know. Did we get any news on, at least locally where you are, was there any news on the return trip from Jacksonville on the bus?
He took a bus home.
Did he stop anywhere cool? Did he do anything
awesome? No, we didn't get to the bottom of that.
Why didn't they bring a camera crew to film that?
Did he go to the world's largest ball of twine?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Did he do any of that? All right,
Did
Ellen,
he stick his gum underneath a bridge that everyone sticks gum underneath a bridge? I mean, did he partake?
Better yet, did he dump his waste in a local river like Dave Matthews did that one time, who I hate? Did he do that?
I don't think so.
All right, well, good. Deshaun Watson, good. I'm glad you didn't dump your humanly bodily waste in a river like Dave Matthews did. Anyway, London game, Jacksonville, Philadelphia. The Eagles, 3.5-point favorite. I got to take the Eagles here, right?
I don't know.
It's the game to pick.
I don't know, because this
you think
this
Bortles
would be,
is going to bounce back and be
this
fantastic?
This would be the game Bortles shows up to.
That's true.
So I'm a little nervous about that one.
What is heckling like for a quarterback in London?
Oh, I bet it's far worse, because you don't have any clue what they're saying.
Nothing. Nothing, right? So, did they even know how to heckle soccer players? Did they know how to heckle quarterbacks?
Oh, of course they do.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything is in song form, too.
That's true.
And then if you actually are in London watching this game, I'm certain that it's a whole new form of swearing.
It's probably true.
And you have no idea what they're saying. You know what I mean? Like throwing out lines like, oh, he's all sixes and sevens. And you're like, what does that mean? His number's 12.
Yeah. So, all right, staying away from the London game. Denver on the road at Arrowhead Stadium taking on Kansas City. 10.5-point favorite for the Rolling Chiefs. I'd stay away from this one. There's nothing says like a cocaine-themed Halloween party that riles the troops up to play well on the road.
That's
against Kansas
right.
City. Yeah. Sure, everybody's all fired up to play the Chiefs. By the way, Denver kept the Chiefs to their lowest point total of the season, 27, week 4.
Hint,
a lot.
Wink, wink.
Ten and a half's a lot of points.
That's a lot. That's a lot for this line this middle of the year. I don't know how they're justifying that. Because I mean, Denver's team hasn't changed that much, except they got rid of Chad Kelly.
That's right.
And he wasn't really a factor anyways.
So maybe Case Keenum can play more relaxed.
There you go.
All right, Cleveland and at Pittsburgh, the Steelers are an 8.5-point home. Why are the Steelers an 8.5-point favorite?
This is the first one I saw. I am taking Cleveland.
You know what? I'm a Steelers fan, and I think they'll win the game. But I don't 8.5 against this Browns team is playing an overtime game every week.
Yeah,
every week.
And you got to think about it. If it goes into overtime, the most amount it could be will be 6.
Exactly. So you're once it's in overtime, if you have the Steelers and it goes in overtime, you've lost.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what happens. You've lost. I'm not taking the Steelers on this one. That is a 2-score spread. I'm not taking the Steelers. I'm sorry. The Cleveland Browns are too. And by the way, unless I'm missing something on the Browns, is somebody that's very, very important massively hurt since week one?
Well, the subtraction would have been Carlos Hyde.
Yeah, right.
But they replaced that with Nick Chubb, who actually is a decent running back.
Yeah, and Le'Veon Bell's not walking through that door anytime soon.
You still got James Conner.
I don't see the 8.5. I don't see the 8.5. I'm actually taking Cleveland because I think they're in every game they play.
No, but I'm with you. The Steelers win at home, but I don't think it's a blowout. I think aside from the Chargers, the Browns have been in every single game. They've either won or lost by 3 or 4 points single game.
Exactly. They've gone to overtime 4 times in, seven games?
Yeah.
They haven't had their bye week.
Steelers in week one, and both teams look very much similar, except this time Baker Mayfield is playing.
Yeah, so I'm taking the Cleveland
Browns.
Yeah,
you are.
8.5. Getting 8.5 at Pittsburgh. This game I saw earlier is a pick-up. Giants against Redskins?
Yeah.
What? Why?
I know.
I don't know how to make lines. I have no idea how lines are made, but how is this a pick-em? It's plus Giants,
don't know.
a half a point favorite. Underdog. Giants are a 0.5-point underdog in a game in which, holy cow, they look awful and looks like they're getting rid of everybody, and now the morale in the team is low. I got to think the Redskins win this outright.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's a road game, and I know, listen, I get this all the time. I don't care who you are, winning on the roads. I know it is. I get it. But
and
the
it's
Giants
the NFC
are,
East. Throw out the book.
But the Giants are basically like, anybody want Eli Manning? Anybody? We got rid of Eli Apple. Anybody for Eli Manning? He's a Manning. He's a Manning. Take him.
They just have an auctioneer up there. I want to get for you. Olivia Vernon.
They're giving away players.
They just got rid of
Snacks. Now they got rid of Eli Apple earlier this week. They're giving away players.
Yeah, we're just waiting. I'm looking at the ticker right now, just waiting for who the Giants get rid of today, because they seem to be getting rid of someone every single day.
I know. So who knows? So I that surprised me. Again, I don't know how lines are made, so maybe there's a factor here I'm missing. I don't know. Detroit at home. against Seattle. Detroit getting 2.5. No, Seattle getting 2.5. Maybe on the road.
I'm
passing this guy. I don't know. I don't know much details of either team. Like, both teams are kind of up and down. Tampa Bay at Cincinnati. Buccaneers, 4.5-point underdog. Getting 4.5 on the road at Cincinnati. They have the number one passing offense in the game between the Fitzpatrick Magic and Jameis Winston. Bengals are going to bounce back, though. Bengals will bounce back against Kansas City, beat Tampa Bay. But I don't know, 4.5. Well, I might come back to that one.
Mm-hmm.
Jets and Chicago. 7.5-point favorite for the Bears. I might take the Bears.
Stop Bears.
I might take the Bears in that one. Take a little heat. All right, I'm going to get the rest of these when we come back, because I'm still amazed that the Giants and Redskins game is a pick 'em. Again, Vegas, you know what you're doing, and you watch. That game will be close. Giants will win by one. And you'll be able to, like, see, we told you, we do this for a living, Tony. You don't. I'll be like, all right, I'll submit. 800-777-2907. As we continue to look at the NFL games coming up this weekend on SB Nation Radio.
Back to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, rolling through week 8 of the NFL, BetDSI.com. We are playing our pick'em game where we pick 5 games against the spread. So far, I've taken Cleveland getting 8.5 against Pittsburgh. I think they'll keep it close against the Steelers, even if it is at Heinz Field. I took the Bears minus 7.5 against the Jets on the road. I'm staying away from a lot of games, including Philadelphia, Jacksonville.
So far, I have the Browns as well, but I'm also taking the Redskins.
Me too. I'm taking the. I just took the Redskins in what is essentially a pick 'em, a plus half a point favorite
over a dismantling Giants team.
Or a Giants team that's auctioning, you know, basically selling everything, including chairs and couches. So we got the rest of the. Okay, we got Baltimore, Carolina. The Ravens are a. Oh, come on. The Ravens are favored on the road against the Panthers in Charlotte?
That's just because there's no respect for Cam Newton.
That's right.
And rightfully
That's
so.
That's right.
Cam Newton is a roller coaster.
He is. That's true.
He can be the best player for that week, or he'll be just mediocre and barely squeak by.
And the Ravens' defense is surprisingly, fantastically good. They don't give up a lot of points. Indianapolis and Oakland. Yikes. 2.5 points favorite for the Indianapolis Colts. Oh, you got to go Colts there, right?
I'm going Colts on this one.
Yeah, that's you and I, I'm going to have to pick some different games than you.
Well, you're almost done.
Yeah, that's right. San Francisco, Arizona. That's basically a pick 'em. Arizona getting 0.5 point. I don't know. That looks like it could go either way for me. I don't know.
That's a garbage game.
I don't know how lines are made, and God bless you guys that. Who make these? God bless you, because I know you guys have to do it so quick. Everybody wants lines quickly, and you're doing it so that you could get equal money on both sides. And I understand the economics of getting it, but San Francisco, Arizona as a pick'em, basically a pick'em, 0.5 point for that seems reasonable to me. Both teams are struggling. Both teams aren't very good. Both teams have flaws, and you know, to be honest with you, picking who's going to win that game if I'm doing it straight up, I wouldn't know. But with the Redskins and the Giants, Redskins lead the division, for crying out loud. The Giants are a dumpster fire. And yet those two are equal on the same scale? In terms of, I don't know. I just don't know how it works. Rams and Green Bay. What a good game that's going to be, huh?
And that's not the Sunday night game.
No, that is not the Sunday night game. That's got to be a Fox. We're going to keep this game.
Yes, of course.
You're taking this away from us. 8.5-point favorite for the Rams.
And they look. You mean you look at who they're going up against in the afternoon?
Yeah,
Colts, right. Raiders, Niners, Cardinals. Like, I think more people are going to tune into us.
Let's get the national map on that one. Yeah, exactly. New Orleans and Minnesota is the Sunday night game because that ended so well in the playoffs.
I'm taking Saints on this one. I know the Vikings are at home, but I believe in the Saints.
Saints getting 0.5 point.
Yeah, so essentially a pick 'em.
Yeah, I'm taking the Saints. Yeah, I think you might be right. New England at Buffalo, 14.5 Patriots.
Now, this feels like a trap game.
I do too.
This feels like you should go New England because it's like, oh, yeah, they're predicting New England to blow out the Bills, and rightfully so. But, I mean, again, this is the same Bills team that beat the Vikings earlier this year. And I'm not saying the Vikings are on the same level as the Patriots, but.
Yeah, maybe Derek Anderson goes, hey, I can, I'll play good in this game and do well. I don't know. I looked this up. The Bills have won three games against the Patriots since 2004. That's 14 years. Because I looked at their list. And I was like, let me get the rivalry. Let me get the games they've played. Like all of those years, 14 years of football, the Bills have won three games against New England. Not once did the Bills put together a team that was, you know, challenging New England in a way. They had one year where I think the Bills won like 35-0 in the opening week of the season. And the Patriots then cruised from there. But that's like, these just pop up rarely. 14.5 is a lot. So right now I've got Indianapolis over Oakland with the 2.5. I got the Bears at home getting 7.5 against the Jets. Washington and basically a pick'em against the Giants. Cleveland getting 8.5 at Pittsburgh. I need one more. Should I pick the San Francisco-Arizona game just by flip of coin? Arizona at home. Boom, I'm taking it.
All right.
I'm going to take Colts, Indianapolis Colts off the board. I am going to go Rams beating the Packers by 8.5.
There you go.
I'm going to go Rams.
I'm sticking with the Colts. I because all the games, we're essentially the same. Browns, Redskins. I'm going Colts, and I have the Saints. I think I'm going to go Lions on this one.
All right.
Lions giving up 2.5. So Lions, yeah. Pretty much Lions need a win by a field goal at home. And they, I'm confused by this team, but they just took apart a Dolphins team that was supposed to be good. So I'm bankrolling on that. And that they're playing at home, that they'll take care of Seattle and win by more than a field goal.
All right, that's very good. All right.
But I have no idea.
All right, so we're saving our picks. We're going
mine are
week.
Saved.
Yeah, very good. Thanks to BetDSI.com for allowing us to play and discuss the week 8 of the NFL season. Hit save and then you can have the lock them in. So we're doing a little better as we move along. So boy, that Rams Packers game, that's going to be neat. That's going to be fun to watch. That should be, right? It's one of those games where I hope it's more enjoyable than my thought process is. Like, because I'm thinking it's going to be really good, and I hope it is. I hope the Rams just don't explode them for, like, 35 points. And Aaron Rodgers is like, eh. Saints versus Vikings should be a good game. We've got some good games this week.
No, there really are. I mean, the way I always look at it is like, okay, which of these games could you flex?
Yeah, right. How many of those you getting?
And there's a couple of, I mean, even though it's a dumpster fire of a game, you know, well, this one isn't, but I could see an argument be made to flex Brown Steelers.
Yeah, sure.
There's a lot of good storylines there, and it should be a competitive game because it's
Baltimore-Carolina should be good.
Yep. I mean, even though it's a dumpster fire of the game, Redskins-Giants I think would be entertaining just because, you know, how do the Giants bounce back from everything? And, you know, I'm finding out what this Redskins team is doing. I mean, they're playing out of their mind right now.
I'm going to be interested on Monday night how Joe Testashore and Jason Witten and Booger McFarland keep your interest alive in a game that could be over by the first quarter.
And does ESPN get rid of the Booger Mobile?
They got to, right?
They're getting a lot of backlash right now.
I read an article about that. The people are really, really hating that. They don't like that at all. They don't like the camera angles. They don't like it. Like, it's blocking people's view of the
game.
Yeah,
guys who played premium seats. I mean, those seats are not cheap.
Stupid Booger McFarland on his crane is right in front of them during plays for no reason at all. For no reason at all is he needs to be there.
ESPN, stupid. Own up to it. Take the L.
Just admit you made a huge mistake and call it a day with that stupid. Boy, Monday Night Football is turning into a weird circus. All right, coming up, we'll talk more about the NFL and get some college football, but we'll also do a little This Day in History on a thing we talked about earlier today.